Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Can you get pregnant if you're both wearing jeans and underwear?
If a man and woman are both wearing jeans and underwear while they're making out, then no, they're not going to become pregnant even if the man ejaculates inside his underwear and jeans. This is because sperm cannot make their way through the man's underwear and his jeans and then through his partner's underwear and jeans to get to the vagina. Things get a little bit trickier if both people are only wearing underwear, at least in cases where women are wearing small underwear that may push to the side, thereby making the vagina available to receive semen, and if the man happens to be wearing underwear like boxers that sometimes allow the penis to peek out of the opening. The bottom line when considering pregnancy risk is whether semen can make it to the vaginal opening or inside the vagina. If semen can get to a woman's vaginal opening, then there's a risk of pregnancy. If semen and the vagina don't reach each other even remotely, then there is no risk of pregnancy. Women and men who are sexually active can greatly reduce their risk of pregnancy by engaging in types of sex, such as oral sex and mutual masturbation, that keep semen away from the vagina. If you think there is any chance at all that you might get semen near the vagina, such as through dry or wet humping or intercourse, then you should consider effective methods of birth control such as condoms and/or the birth control pill, patch, shot, or ring, or an IUD or implant, among other options. Read more about birth control options on the Kinsey Confidential website or on PlannedParenthood.com.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Is cunnilingus an unsafe practice? What are the risks of STIs with cunnilingus for both partners, given that body fluids are exchanged during it?
Unprotected oral sex involves the exchange of bodily fluids, whether we're talking about cunnilingus, which is oral sex performed on a woman, or fellatio, which is oral sex performed on a man. Both types of oral sex have significant potential for pleasure for both the giver and the receiver. Some women even find that orgasm is easier to experience while receiving oral sex than during intercourse or other sexual behaviors. However, unprotected oral sex also carries risks for passing sexually transmissible infections or STIs, including a very low risk for HIV, the virus that can lead to AIDS. It's not that oral sex itself is a particularly unsafe practice. After all, vaginal sex, anal sex, and oral sex all carry risks. However, it's the way that people engage in sexual behaviors that make them more or less safe. For both cunnilingus and fellatio, there's the risk of passing chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, herpes, and most likely even the human papillomavirus, which is often called HPV. You can't tell if someone has an STI by looking at their genitals or mouth, which is why it's important to talk to people who you're thinking about being sexual with and learn whether they have an STI, when they were last tested for STIs, and which STIs they were tested for. If there are any STIs that you are particularly concerned about and want to make sure that they don't have, then I suggest going in and getting tested together. It is very common for new couples to go to a clinic and get tested for HIV together, among other STIs. STIs are a very real risk, and people often underestimate the risk of getting an STI or passing an STI to one's partner through oral sex. Even though using a condom for fellatio or a dental dam for cunnilingus could significantly reduce STI risk, very few people choose to use condoms or dental dams for oral sex. More recently, scientists have found that HPV is linked to more cancers than was previously known. For example, many head and neck cancers have been linked to HPV, and one thought is that the increased risk may be resulting from HPV transmission through oral sex. HPV is also frequently transmitted through vaginal sex and anal sex, and has been linked with anal cancers, cervical cancer, penile cancer, and vulvar cancer. That said, most people engage in oral sex. Data from our National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, a nationally representative survey of the sexual practices of Americans ages 14 to 94, found that most men and women in their 20s and 30s had performed oral sex in the past 3 months. It's a very common behavior, and one that most of the time doesn't result in STI infection or other problems. It's certainly less risky of a behavior than unprotected vaginal sex or unprotected anal sex, If you'd like to engage in oral sex with your partner, you may feel more comfortable and confident about it if you both get tested for STIs together and if you talk about your expectations for your relationship, including whether one or both of you wants to have sex with other people or if you'd prefer to be monogamous. Learn more about STIs and safer sex practices on our website, as well as on Planned Parenthood's website, which is PlannedParenthood.com.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.